You may have noticed the small skiff that's been out in front of town for the past couple of weeks. It's pretty much stayed in one place and doesn't obviously appear to be doing anything. But Harbormaster Greg Meisner says it is doing an important job.
The dive crew in front of town has been installing a new discharge line for Trident Seafoods. The old flex hose type of material that was there in the past has been replaced with a brand new steel rigid pipe discharge. So that's what you've been seeing out there for about the last 2.5 weeks.
The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, requires regular maintenance on discharge pipes. The crew has been replacing pipe and dealing with old discharge buildup.
The end of these discharge pipes do get some buildup, and that's why you see a little seine skiff out there dragging a rake. He's been tasked with trying to keep that fluffed up so it gets picked up with the currents and dispersed and not have any buildup. So that's what you see, that little skiff out there just going nowhere, anywhere fast doing. He's dragging a rake on bottom.
The pipe replacement and cleanup is expected to take around 2 weeks to complete. Work is also being done to clean up the dead cars left in harbor parking lots.
The Shoemaker area got cleaned up pretty good. I think everything for the most part got taken out of there. There was some real homesteaders out there that, and there's still a few around. And I think Heritage has acquired a couple that need to get taken out of the parking lot. So I'll get with the police chief and we'll go for a little drive and identify these. And
Meisner says he hopes to have the parking lots cleared out soon. The police are working on an impound lot to store the vehicles once they're removed.
They have an area that's mostly, it's not all the way complete yet, but I think it could be used for the to put up their fencing and make their impound yard. So, you know, they need a place to put them too. If they're going to impound a car, they need a safe a place to put these things that's secure. So I see their issue as well. So hopefully they can get their yard finished and we can have a place to put these.
Also in the area of cleanups, the Port Commission discussed the possibility of requiring boat owners to have insurance. It's a controversial issue that Meisner says he's thought about a lot. He says in the lower 48, owning a boat is similar to a car. Insurance is mandatory to drive and park.
Alaska's a little different. It's smaller. It's more closely knit. It's a little more difficult to pass for most folks.
More than one boat has sunk in Wrangell waters so far this year. Meisner says it's situations like that when having a way to pay for damage is important.
If my boat sinks and I have no insurance, well, someone's got to flip the bill for that cleanup process, whether it's the harbor or in this case that they got federalized. That money comes from somewhere. So
right now, it's federal money that pays, and that's not guaranteed. Or the harbor picks up the tab. That's a problem when funds are finite and come from the public.
But the benefit is the harbor wouldn't have to pay for the problem, because if I go pay for the harbor fees, it's stall user fees that paid for it. I don't have every dollar I make comes in from the user. So if I go pay $10,000 for a cleanup project, they come out of the, you know, and I have to fight to try to get that back at times. And sometimes you don't get it back. You end up writing it off. That's really not fair to those who are just paying their fees and doing their business. So that's always the argument. It's always a tough one because you hear both sides really loud when you bring this up. So
Meisner says he's heard both sides of the argument and understands why people feel the way they do. But despite the cost to the individual of having insurance, he says it really helps when you need it.
I see the argument of why you don't want to do it. Some folks say they can't afford it. Everything under the sun we hear. So there's all sorts of issues in regards to that. Some folks say they can't get insurance on old wooden boats. Some folks say you can. I don't know. Insurance companies are a little different beast. But in a perfect world, you'd all have it.
The Port Commission plans to discuss boat insurance further in upcoming meetings. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.